All right, let's go back to the calls as promised. Let's go ahead now and take a call from Mike in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome.
There's been some big news that I'm surprised that none of your other callers have mentioned, and it concerns Building 7 and the fact that the BBC, on their world service, reported that Building 7 had collapsed at 4:57 p.m., which, of course, is a full 23 minutes before it actually did.
Do you have that clip?
I do. All you need to do is go to Google Video, type in Building, the number 7, and...
Hold on, let me write this down.
It's very simple. Just type in Building, then a space, the digit 7, and then BBC. And you will get that clip.
Go slower.
I'm sorry?
Go slower so I can write this down.
Okay. Google Video.
Yeah, Google Video, then what do you type in?
Building.
Okay.
Then a space, the number 7.
So a space, no dash.
Nope, just a space.
Okay, Building 7.
And another space, BBC.
Okay,
that
we
Google
will,
Video, you will find a rather interesting clip. It was taken from the big, huge Internet Archive that has apparently just been made public of all sorts of media coverage of that day. And someone, and I don't know who, has gone and just watched all the BBC coverage from that day and was astonished to see that they reported that Building 7, and they refer to it as the Salomon Brothers Building. That's how it was also known. And what's even more incredible is that at the top of the clock, at 5 o'clock, they continue to announce that Building 7 has collapsed, and they go to a live hit with a BBC reporter, a woman in New York, with the skyline behind her. And she continues to say that Building 7 has collapsed.
And you can see it.
You can see Building 7 right behind
her. This is massive. This is massive. This is massive. Hey, Kevin, get Aaron in here in case he's not listening. I'm going to have him grab it. In fact, the network can. John, can you go to Google, click on the video link, and type in Building 7 BBC? Oh, he already had it. How far in does this happen, or is it immediate?
Well, no, the clip that you'll get as your first hit on Google Video is a little kind of explanation of this that someone has put together with an introduction and everything, and it points out where Building 7 is as the woman is telling you it's collapsed. At 5:15,
has this been up?
Since yesterday. That's why
okay.
I thought someone would mention it.
Call Watson, get an article out on an ASAP, emergency article, emergency!
A guy named, who goes by the name of Shure, nicknamed Shure, his name is Jeff, and he lives up in Sudbury, I think, up here in Canada. He's already called the BBC.
Oh, he's already called their lordships. I wonder how they'll deal with this.
He's asked them, can you account for the fact that you announced that Building 7 had collapsed 23 minutes before it actually did? And, of course, they're just totally flustered.
Well, this is the type of call we need because we're not omnipresent. People think we know everything. We don't know very much. We're always trying to learn more.
Right.
And it's almost always you, the listeners, that point all this out to us. But let me just go back. This fits in with what I've already confirmed before I ever saw the clip, which we're about to play. This, you can just stream it right off there if you want, John. I'm going to have to save it. But go ahead and save it afterwards. And folks, grab that. Grab it before they take it down. But because, believe me, they'll try to expunge this very quickly if it's accurate, as you're saying, and I do believe you, because this is what happened.
Well, okay.
Well, let me just finish. Let me just, I mean, this is a really important call, but I want to elaborate, and tell you what, you finish your point, then I'll say something.
Okay, just very quickly, this guy, Jeff, in Sudbury, had actually called the BBC, asked them about this, because he saw it early this morning, and he has now put the recording of his phone call to the BBC on the net, so people are really onto this. The thing that needs to be made clear is that even if they take this particular clip off Google Video, the source of the video itself is from the big Internet Archive.
All right, I'm calling Paul Watson right now as you talk. Just continue.
Okay, so in other words, although it's too late, I mean, the cat is out of the bag. Someone may try and take this particular, it's a 25...
Hold on one second, I got Paul Watson here. Hey, Paul, the BBC, you're already listening? You were already listening, or did you already know about it? Well done. I'll call you back. Get it up. Get a blurb up ASAP. Get it in our format before they snatch it. Thank you.
Yeah,
all right.
You want a link to the Google Video. It's a 25-minute and 43-second clip, this particular assembly, but the original clip is like all the Internet Archive clips of footage that day.
It's no, I understand. In fact, just back on September 11th, the BBC, CNN, all of them, quote, released their entire archives. Sir, I appreciate your call, and I appreciate the info. All right, let me comment on what he just said. The reason this makes sense is, and we're still developing this big special with all these first responders and eyewitnesses and all the clips. The problem is we're now at over 70 clips. And so I've got to spend hours and hours collating them and telling the network which clips to play in an order. I rarely script shows. I'll have to heavily script it because I'll be, go to clip one, go to clip two, go to clip three. There's a lot of the clips the network hasn't gotten yet. They've got to put it all in one folder. We literally have 70-plus clips of them saying, get back, they're going to blow the building up, get back. Firefighters saying they're going to blow it, they said get back. Police saying it, people saying it after the fact. This is the problem, and this goes back to 9/11. I get a call, I'm in the shower, so I tend to get up, do research, then take a shower. It was like, 8-something in the morning, the first plane had hit. I get a call, I come running out, dripping. I turn on the television, there it is, I start calling people going, it's a terror attack. Another plane slams in right after that, and I'm running around, I'm going, this is the attack, this is Northwoods, get everybody ready, they may try something anytime. I think a bio attack's going to follow this in the next month, which, by the way, the ADL had attacked me and said I was crazy, saying the government would probably launch an anthrax attack. Now I can thank the ADL for ever enshrining that prediction I made on the radio. I just know how they work, folks. My head is in the game. And then I did solid Genesis broadcasting. I was on Derry Brownfield. I was on David Joyce. I was on Derry Brownfield. I did 3 hours of my own show. I did Michael Trudeau's show next. And I broadcast right up until midnight that night because I was doing two shows a day then, completely nuts. 6 hours a day on the Genesis Network. Now we're going to rebroadcast 9 to midnight. But my girlfriend said, hey, why don't you go out and get some food at the grocery store, and I'll sit here and answer the phone. At that time, I was out of my house. So I jetted over. I don't know why I'm telling this story. The point is, I'm driving in the car, and I'm flipping between news stations. It's continual coverage. And I don't know if it was CBS or whether it was ABC. Memory fails. But they announced, it was like 4:30. Well, Building 7 could damage other buildings, and so they may demolish it. They may bring it down. They're saying they may bring it down. And I kind of forgot about it for a few weeks. And then I started covering Building 7, the first to really focus on it. But there it was. And then I went to New York in 2004, and these cops are walking up, and emergency workers are walking up. They're in martial law. And they're going, yeah, they told us, get back from the building. It's going to be brought down. And then now we found all the firefighter and police tapes. Folks, we've got them on this. We've got them. We've got them. We've got them. I looked it up for over a month, because in the first hour I said when they blew up the Intel building yesterday here in Austin, it took weeks to set it up. I just said that. I knew it took at least 2 weeks. We went and looked it up. It was in the paper. More than a month ago, they began drilling the columns and getting ready to plant the bombs. They wrote up the plans a year ago to demolish it. So over a year of planning and over a month to rig it, and the building didn't completely fall. And they said, that's no big deal. This happens quite often. We'll just blow up the other parts. Absolutely true. I should have been there yesterday. But I was getting ready for my Sunday show I do. I literally am like a dog in a butcher shop, folks. It's just there's so much evidence. I don't know which to bite into. So thank you, caller, for the heads up on that. We are going to blast it out big time. Everybody, this will be up in Prison Planet in the next hour. Get it. Get it out to everyone now. We're going to play the clip coming up. We'll continue with your calls and get to all the other clips as we defeat the terrorists.